Service is triumphed by the narrowest of margins over Vidarbha to secure a place in the quarter-finals of India's Vijay Hazare Trophy. Set 284 to win, began the final over with 3 wickets in hand, but lost 2 men run out. That left last man Abhishek Sakhuja needing to score 2 off the final ball, and he hit a boundary. Rajat Palawal and Yashpal Singhadeli set up the successful run chase, helped Service recover from Umesh Yadav's double strike, reducing to 29-3. The pair added 195 for the 4th wicket, prior to Yashpal's departure for 81. Palawal dismissed 3 balls late of 112, off just 99 deliveries. Shalabh Srivastava and Urvesh Patel had early hit half centuries, and in 97 for the Vidarbha 4th wicket. Railways had a rather more comfortable win over Baroda at Eden Gardens. They posted only a modest 230 for 9 in their 50 overs, with Chandrapal signing top score for number 8, unbeaten 45, and Vishwanath Parmar took 4 for 50. However, that proved more than enough, as Baroda were bowled out at 137. 25-year-old seamer Amit Mishra turned career best figures of 3 for 22 from 6 overs. 16 wickets fell on the opening day of the Logan Cup match between Matabeleland Tuskers and Mashonaland Eagles in Bulawayo. Tuskers lost 2 men for ducks to Tarai Muzurabani after choosing to bat. Inkasanam Pofford hit a dogged 57, Keith Debengwa and Godman Mumio were the only other men to contribute more than 20. Muzurabani ended with 4 for 42, while Keith Kalingo and Nathan Waller each took 3 wickets, as Tuskers were all out for 143. Tuan Novaware and Steve Chimhamhira led a fight back with the ball, taking 3 wickets apiece, as Eagles slumped to 64 for 6 in reply by stumps. The Midwest Rhinos closed on 10 without loss, 9 overs after dismissing Mountaineers for 259 in Matari. Kevin Kasuza hit 62, which along with contribution Tino Mawoyo and Dan Housego, the home side to 150 for 1 at one stage. However, Mark Embafana and Kodak Washi Munyedi shared 7 wickets, helped trigger a collapse of 7 for 46. Moores Sports Club topped the Super 8 table in Sri Lanka's Premier League tournament, committing victory yesterday over Ports Authority. Ports Authority resumed day 4 on 136 for 5, which had been daunting 437, but could manage only 204. Moores skipper Janaka Gunaratne picked up 315, while Guy and Manish was left unbeaten on 53 for number 6, as the last 3 batters failed to score. Army Sports Club completed their recovery from a first innings deficit of 246, to draw against St. Lee's Sports Club. Manjula Dizoya took his overnight score to 120, and his 3rd wicket stand with Mohammed Feshal to 132. Feshal departed for 93, to one of 4 wickets for Upal Bandara, but there were useful contributions to Sailor Gunaratne and Ravindra Pelagaruj, as Army were finally bowled out for 470. That left SSC insufficient time to score the 225 that they needed, and they finished on 22 for 1 in the 4th over of their chase. There was a rather more straightforward draw between Tamil Union and nondescripts. Tamil Union passed the follow-on target of 287 and making 333, at which point a draw was almost inevitable. Their captain Jeevan Menis was left stranded too short of 3 figures when Yehan Mubarak wrapped up the innings. Mubarak then helped himself to the 2nd century of the game in the nondescripts' 2nd innings, as they ended 407 runs ahead on 304 for 4. The Plate Championship saw wins for leaders Colts, Bloomfield and the first of the season for Badirelia Sports Club. Colts completed their trounce of Chilor Marians by the margin of innings and 44 runs, by dismissing them for 246 in their 2nd innings. Left arm spinner Sachis Patharana took 5 for 91, and with match figures of 9 for 120. It would have been worse for Chilor Marians, but the 6-wicket stand of worth 99 from Geeth Kumara and Umesh Karunaratne. Bloomfield ensured that Air Force Sports Club remained winless, after setting them 409 and bowling them out for 232. Ushod Lalang hit 460 during a 53-ball 62, but no one else reached 50. The left arm spinner Chitura Randu took 5 for 81, give him match figures of 9 for 138. Badirelia made heavy weather of their target of 78, before triumphing by 4 wickets over Panadura Sports Club. Resuming on 19 for 1, they suffered a collapse of 5 for 18 mid-innings, slipped to 53 for 6, as Guy and Sirisoma Mujibawera Singer wreaked havoc. However, Ravindra Shaman and Saman Jayantha saw their side home. Cape Cope was extending their lead overnight at the top of South Africa's Sunfall Series to more than 16 points, wrapping up victory over Titans by 211 runs yesterday. Resuming day 462 for 2 to 444, Titans have all out for 232, as Dane Pete in with 6 for 100. Rudolf van der Merwe was the only Titans batter to register 50 for the day, with 7th man out for 51. The other two matches ended in draws, as Knights ran out of time in their rain-affected game against Lions. They bowled the hosts out for 121 in their first innings, and a lead of 208. Quinton Friend ended with 4 for 35. Lions were then asked to follow on and close on 54 for 3, with Cornelia Dry taking 2 for 2 from 6 overs. Warriors were also given a helping hand by the weather against Dolphins, as only 27 overs were bowled on the final day in East London. They were set 357 by Dolphins overnight second innings declaration, finished on 70 for 3. Bobby Freilich took all the wickets to fall, while Michael Price ended undefeated with 37. There were big wins for Canterbury and Northern Districts in the third round of matches in New Zealand's Ford Trophy. Wellington meanwhile prevailed by just 2 runs in a high scoring game against Otago. The Firebirds purchased 308 for 5 after being invited to bat, though it was Stephen Murdoch and Michael Papps set things up with a standard of 144. Both fell just short of centuries, but Tom Blundell added some useful late momentum with 47 off only 31 balls. The Vaults' second wicket pair of Aaron Redmond and Michael Bracewell added 155, while Bracewell handed Andy Mackay the first of his 4 wickets when on 60. Redmond would be run out for 98, Sam Wells kept the target in the hunt right until the end. He was dismissed off the final ball for 50 off 29 balls, with 3 needed for victory. Canterbury's win over Central Districts couldn't have been much more comprehensive. All-rounder Andrew Ellis took 5 for 17, Hamish Bennett 3 for 29, as the Stags were bowled out for a dismal 94. Wizards' opening pair of George Worker and Tom Latham then knocked off the runs inside 16 overs. The Northern Districts thrashed a previously unbeaten Auckland by 110 runs. B.J. Watling smashed 97 not out of 93 balls as the Knights pursued 257 for 5. Darrell Mitchell supported Watling well during their third wicket stand of 87, while falling for 59. Scott Kugelian, Graham Aldridge and Anurag Verma each took a brace of wickets, as the Aces were all out for 147.